Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. This is the day that the Lord has made. We are going to rejoice and be glad in it. It is Tuesday morning, June 26, 2024. The moon phase is waning gibbous, emphasizing self-reflection, letting go, reevaluation, time and work balance, and clearing some space. Today on this rise at sunrise at 5:31 a.m. The message for today is about time and spiritual growth. Time and spiritual growth. I want to emphasize the scripture of 2 Peter chapter 3 verse 18. I will be reading in the 18th, but I'll be reading from the New International Version that says, but growth in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Jesus Christ, to him be both glory now and forever. This is where Apostle Peter encourages believers. So today, may your time and spiritual consciousness be awakened, setting the stage for progress and elevation. Essay. So spiritual transformation is self-care to me. It is my first fruit of cognitive thought as I rise each and every day. That is why I truly rise, R-I-S-E, and I rise, R-I-Z-E, as sunrise. It's just right for me. Then I can go out and work out, get coffee, get ready for work. And we all have our morning routines. I'm just trying to encourage you to put the first fruits of spiritual transformation and cognitive thought first. So it can bless you and help you to develop and grow. Time matters as we seek spiritual balance. Spiritual growth is an ongoing process that involves deepening your understanding of God's grace and developing a closer relationship with Jesus Christ. So it is ongoing for all of your life. The parable of the mustard seed was shared by Jesus as we look at Matthew chapter 13, verses 31 and 32, which convey the notion of exponential growth in the kingdom of God. It says that the kingdom of heaven is like a mustard seed, which a man took and planted in his field. Though it is the smallest of all seeds, yet it grows, and it is the largest of the garden plants when it does grow and become a tree. This metaphor highlights the transformative power of even the smallest things beginning and the potential for the significant growth in the spiritual life. Better yet, my testimony when I became a Christian and came from a different faith community, I knew absolutely nothing. But over time, God took that little seed of hope and faith and grew it into a big old tree today. In Ephesians chapter 4, verses 15 and 16, it says, where it emphasizes the Apostle Paul, the importance of growth within the Christian community. He says, instead of speaking the truth in love, we will grow to become in every respect the mature body of him who is the head, that is Christ. From him, the whole body, joined and held together by every supporting ligament, growing and building itself up in love as each part does its work. This is not about just having a church membership. This is your one-on-one time with that word and getting it into your spirit and your soul, deep down into your soul, and allowing it to help you to grow. So when life happens, you have a place and a support system already in place, and you don't have to worry about the pandemic or shutdown or anything else. God goes wherever you go. Jesus is there standing at your door knocking in every situation in your life. So you don't have to always run to a church building, go to the church, which is a support system, but most of all, open up your heart because Jesus is knocking at your door. Amen. Overall, the Bible encourages believers that we have to believe it to pursue spiritual growth. Pursue it on a day-to-day basis, not just on Sunday or when you just get in trouble. Continually deepening your understanding of God's grace. He gives us so much grace. Oh my God, He gives us so much grace. Participating in the expansion of His kingdom and actively contributing to the growth and maturity of Christian community. So that means that, you know, you hear sermons all the time, but you need to get into that word yourself. What is God saying to you? What is God saying directly to you? You need to get on bended knee and have prayer, develop a prayer life, as well as get into that scripture each and every day about your life, because you are a unique person. You have your own things. Let that be your spiritual counseling. Now let's look at Yoruba spirituality. Oya has accepted your offerings this morning. Oya says that we must intensify the conviction in our hearts if we intend to succeed. Oya says that a certain woman is a long-term investment. We must be able to demonstrate immediately usefulness or abilities. But even more importantly, you must know how to position yourself so that your true value appreciates over time. In that regard, it is deemed necessary for you to account for your time. Oya says that we will know your priorities by the way your relationship is to time. As we move over to another piece, Sango has accepted your offerings this morning. Sango says that there shall be balance and stability for you today. Sango says that a man is struggling for title, recognition, or honor. Sango says that you are wasting energy. Your honor will come to you naturally. Sango urges you very strongly to focus on the quality of your work or your product, and do otherwise will only bring you disappointment. However, if you can really focus on doing the best that you can, Sango will deal with your enemies and elevate you to a high place as well. Jesus says, vengeance is mine. Vengeance is mine. So don't put your energy into antagonistic things. Put your energy into protagonist things. What does this all mean to you as we're talking about time today and developing your spiritual growth and connectedness? Time is an active ingredient in all success. Your daily schedule is the indicator or outcome. If you refuse to manage your schedule, your progress will be limited. This is the aspect of time that you can control. In other hand, there is timing. When the various paths of fate will overlap and become mysterious, we prepare ourselves for days, weeks, and even months, but we can always predict the exact moment when opportunity will present itself and we are called to action. Nonetheless, you must stay ready. You must be poised to respond to the moment. In a famous quote that's all over the internet and everywhere else, when a fisherman can't go out to sea, they mend their nets. What this means that it encapsulates the notion that in times of hardship or enforced idleness, energy is better directed toward readying oneself and enhancing one's capabilities than surrendering to the despondency. To restore was to mend the net, to bring it back to a point of usefulness and original function. I can definitely testify to that, because if I had my times of when I wasn't working, when I was between grad school and work, I took that time to volunteer, to sharpen my skill set, to be able to help elevate me when the time does come, when I am able to work. So what does that mean for us? Revisit your daily schedule and adjust for 100% adherence. Account for the misuse of your time. Avoid allowing your daily schedule to lapse. Do not put the cart before the horse. Do not ignore the quality of your work in favor of immediate recognition. So today, may Oya and Sango continue to highlight pathways to glory for you. As always, in 1 Timothy 4, verse 15, practice these things. Immerse yourself in them so that all may see your progress. To God be the glory. Ogunofa Oluwa Amajdi La Rabbi. Selah, until next time, with God's grace.